Hi, good morning, Olinka. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good. Olinka, can you tell me about your daughter? What is her name?
Her name is Isabel and she's 8 years old.
Oh, very nice. So, what she was diagnosed with?
She was diagnosed with global developmental delay.
Okay.
She got up. I noticed that something was wrong with her since she was 8 months old. And since that, she was diagnosed with a global developmental delay. But recently, we found out through a genetic test that she had some abnormality on the one of the chromosome number 23, and that's
Okay.
why it's global developmental delay
Oh, okay.
overall.
Oh, okay. So, is she now enrolled with Erino Kids?
Yeah, she was enrolled since she was around probably a year and a half, and she started getting services with Erino Kids since she was delayed everywhere. Like, she didn't walk, she was a little bit no balance, she was a little bit very sloppy, like, didn't pay attention, she didn't look at your eyes. So she got all the services at Erino Kids, physiotherapy, speech therapy, physiotherapy, and like
Occupational?
occupational therapy as well, and all the services as well for the government paper, for the
Okay.
paper size, like.
Oh, so that means they help you with all the papers to fill them out and everything, how to use the services from the
Yes,
government.
because it was something new for me, so they actually explained me all the
So they address you through
paperwork.
the program government.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Can you tell me something about her physiotherapy? So how was she affected on her body with that diagnosis? How is physiotherapy helping her, or how often is she getting the physiotherapy, or something about that? Can you tell
Yeah,
me?
she used to have like three different therapy, like occupational therapy, physiotherapy, and speech therapy. She's non-verbal now, so through the speech therapy now we try to set up goals for her, which is mean like most important is the communication.
Okay.
So we focus more in communication. So instead of speech therapy, she started to get communication therapy.
Okay. So they switch from speech therapy to
To
communication therapy.
communication
Oh,
therapy, yeah.
awesome. That's good. So what about physiotherapy?
Physiotherapy, she actually learned how to walk at Erino Kids. She walked when she was 3 years old.
Okay.
And they help her with the balance, to have more stability. And occupational therapy, she got finger, like to get more coordinated because Isabel, she wasn't coordinated. And to do more like fine motor skills, since start getting food or feeding herself, how to grab the cup and how to chew, because she didn't even know how to chew. I used to give her puree food since until she was 2 years old. I still used to give her puree food.
So that means physiotherapy was working with her in all these skills to work with.
Yeah,
To
like a
okay.
feeding therapy as well too.
Okay, what about the occupational therapy?
Occupational therapy is more like a fine motor
But tell me
skills.
something, I'm a bit confused. So you was telling me about feeding therapy and all those stuff, that this is occupational or physiotherapy?
That's more occupational therapy for
Occupational.
feeding, yeah.
Okay. What is about physiotherapy?
Physiotherapy is more about walking. When we
Walking.
start concentrating on walking, and after she walk, we start getting to get more into stairs and to dress herself. Put
Okay.
the pants on and try to be more functional in the life skills.
Oh, perfect. So how often is she using the physiotherapy in Erino Kids?
She used to go once a week for each therapy. They were separate, like one day for physio, one day for occupational, one day for
Okay.
communication.
But this is right now she's doing
No,
that?
that was before.
Oh, that was
Yeah,
before.
that was
Okay, it was a
before.
busy time for you.
Yeah, that was when in the
Oh.
beginning that we got very like extensive like
Okay.
therapies, and She used to have like six blocks, like six weeks, and then we rest a little bit, and then another block.
Okay, that works with blocks of 6 weeks. Okay. Yeah. Tell me something. Now, how often, now that she's improving on her walking, on her eating and movement that she has on her body, on her fingers and hands, for her fine and gross motor skills. So tell me something, how often is now the physiotherapy?
The physiotherapy now is being transferred to the school board, physiotherapy and occupational therapy. But now still she's being assessed at the Reno Kids. They keep in contact with me and Isabel, and they called me last month for assessment, how she's able to do, how she's doing, and they set me for another session for, it's in gym, mm-hmm. it's more like a gym, okay. And they tell me to, like, I can practice by myself.
Okay.
Like, I can take, like a gym, I can take in the facilities, Reno Kids, which they are very nice, the new location, I can go and register, and but you have to be referred by the occupational therapist, and she can do some exercises there, and she has a program.
That means they teach you when you're going for the therapy, and then you got it all the physiotherapy, and you can go more often, you and her, to the gym in Reno Kids, the new location.
Facility, yeah.
The new facility is that one that is in Oakville, no?
Yeah, Oakville.
Behind the new hospital.
Yeah, behind the new Oakville Hospital.
Okay. So you mentioned something about that now is transferring from Reno Kids, is transferring the program inside the school board. You mentioned that, no?
Yeah.
So that means you have to go to both places, or you just gonna work inside the school?
Yeah, inside the school there is a lady that is going for to see what Isabel needs, and she's giving some advices to the EA to the teacher
to work with her
because it's more likely to hold the pencil or press some buttons, like since we are working for the device, for the communication device, is another service we are getting.
Can you tell me a little bit about that communication device that you mentioned me now?
Yeah, since we have noticed that Isabel needs to communicate to see how she's doing, what does she need, if she's thirsty. We work with a book. It's a special book. They made it for Isabel with pictures. So she points at the pictures related to, for example, I want water. So she points at there is a picture with a glass of water, and she's getting familiar with that. She's getting familiar exactly where the pictures are. Mm-hmm. So she looks by herself when she wants to, like, oranges. And so she points at the things. But now we want to upgrade to device. Before that's a book. So we are working about into the device, which is like an iPad with the same picture. But when she presses at the picture, the device, it talks like, I want water.
Oh, that's very nice to hear. I hear something about that kind of a device, but now you're talking to me, it's like a real for me, so very nice. So she's completely non-verbal?
Yeah, she's non-verbal. The only words she said is mama and gaga for my husband, which means daddy for her, mm-hmm. and my son Dominic, he called him Kiki.
Oh, okay.
But that's the only three words she says.
Okay, so she's gonna get that device, and they will be following her how she can improve. So this is the way Reno Kids is working?
Yeah, this is the way she's working. She's working towards with the school board as well. They are like a team because they are practices in the school, and they are kind of see if she's able to use the device. Mm-hmm. So I think they are saying that she's ready to use the device. So they get information through Reno Kids, but the application is through Reno Kids.
But tell me something, now that you are, Reno Kids is working as a team with the school board since 2019, all the appointment that you was working with Erino Kids going directly to Erino Kids office, now that means you don't have to go there. You have all the that assessment and all that help you will receive now, all the therapy inside the school board. Like, for example, communication therapy, physical therapy. I know you mentioned about the physiotherapy. You mentioned that you can go to the gym and in Erino Kids and you can work with her. So, but the physiotherapy appointment going to be with the school board and the physiotherapy from Erino Kids. And communication therapy will be in the school with communication therapy gonna be in the school from Erino Kids, or how gonna work? Or you gonna go to Erino Kids once in a while? How that work? Because I know that it's really new.
Yeah, the way they're handling is like, since Isabel, she's pretty independent now, like she can walk by herself, she can even run, but still like needs a little bit, like we are working in jumping and about to go upstairs independently and even go one step down. She has to hold into somebody. She's not confident okay. to just go one step like without nothing. She has to hold into something.
She needs support.
Yeah, and she hunched her back sometimes when she's not, like just to balance herself, she kind of tends to hunch her back. So that's like a little detail she's working to, but eventually it's not like intensive therapy.
Okay.
Like you have to work. It's more like eventually she's getting there. So what they do is like they have only assessment and there are no kids, but they are working towards the school board. The school board, they go to the school and check Isabel. She did give some advices to the EA and the teacher in the gym and to see what kind of exercise she can do. And actually, taking her to gymnastics as well.
Okay.
So that is helping to kind of improve the little details she has.
That is very nice to hear that you mentioned now the EAs, that the Erino Kids is going and working as a team with the EAs and the school too, because if you don't know, I am a Sheridan College student, and the courses I am taking is to be an EA in the future. So it's very nice to know that now Erino Kids is working as a team with the school, and the EA is going to be a very important part, is important part of the school board and in the kids' life, like supporting them with all this therapy. I know the EA won't be the therapist, but the EA will support the kids to follow all the therapies instruction. Is that right? No, this
yeah
way.
Yeah, they play a big role in Isabel's school journey, because they are with her, like for Isabel is she has two EA, one in the morning, one afternoon, and they play a very big role with her. They work with her towards it's not a therapy, but they have to work to be a little bit in the same channel of the grade two, for example. Mm-hmm. And right now with Isabel, they're practicing is the letters, the colors. They are teaching her how to write and how to do lines. So they are with her like the whole time at the school, and they know all the information about the Isabel. So they have to be very familiar with the history of Isabel and with the kind of therapy she's using it. And when the assessment goes to the school, like for example the occupational therapist, they tell her, oh yeah, she's able how to sit, maybe she needs to work a little bit more and to go upstairs or downstairs or to dress independently.
It's very nice to make a little brief about Erino Kids. So Isabel is getting physiotherapy, speech therapy at first. Now they switched for a communication therapy, occupational therapy, and they address you for all the services too that the government offer for the kids with special needs. No, even I know Erino Kids have a lot of How we can call for summertime, they have a lot of activities for kids with special needs for summer, like riding a bike. Kids that are not available to ride a bike, they can take those kind of programs. Can you tell me something about those programs? Is Isabel enjoy those programs, or how is that? Did you know something about that?
Yeah, they have for summer and for these other skills, they have so many programs. Like for summer, I know they have summer camps, or they have like a cooking class for these kids with disabilities, and they have biking, like doing the bike. Actually, I am. There is a service that Erinox, you can borrow a bicycle from them.
Oh.
And you can take it to home for the summer. I'm on the waiting list, actually.
Oh, yeah. That was so awesome. Yeah. For me, it's a surprise.
Yeah. I'm on the waiting list to get a bike for the summer.
It's very nice to hear
so
that.
So it's a special bike. These bikes are very expensive.
Yes,
so
yes.
You cannot
yes.
afford it. But, you know, if you can borrow it from Erinok, it's a great service.
It's a great service. Very nice to hear that. Very nice. So it's very nice to hear all the information that I can get from you. And tell me something, now that you are here, I would like to take an advantage, because all my classmates are in the same way than me. So I would like, if you can describe some skills that you would like to see on the EA for your daughter.
Well, I think the skills they get in through the experience, they have learned a lot from Isabel as well. That I don't know, personally I'm being very lucky with the EAs they are working for Isabel, because there are people that are really kids oriented, and they're really a little bit passionate, like a lot of passionate about the kids, and about, they always try to help. Mm-hmm. You know, they put a little bit of extra effort to find the ways. They have to be like creative to find the ways how to get the attention of the kids, and especially they have to be patient, and they have to be nice, but they have to be, you know, a little bit strict, because otherwise, you know, they
exactly.
think that they can just do whatever they want. So they say,
exactly.
no, you have to work, and there is time to work, and we are serious here. But they really do it with a lot of love with her.
Mm-hmm.
So they learn different, I think, from the mothers as well, because
exactly.
sometimes, like, I read this, I read another book, I read a little bit, so I tell them. And they are very interested in keep learning every day, and every new, sometimes there is new alternative therapies or alternative about gluten, about vitamins and
special diet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me something. If you can tell something for the EA that you would like to see on them, or to see that they are improving in those days, what improvement or what advice would you like to share with us as a students?
For me, I think the main characteristic that EA has to have is a connection, because every kid is totally different, that they especially they all have special needs, but they are unique and they are totally different, and you have to connect with the kid to see how you can get into to do a work, or to learn, because as I said, they learn different. So they have to be actually to connect, to try to understand how the kid is feeling, and how the kid, like right now I've been with the same EA since my daughter was in kindergarten.
Oh, so. You're so lucky. If she's a good one, you are lucky. I know
so
how lucky
know.
We are when we have a EA that are very supporting our kids.
Yeah, so they know now, like, oh, something wrong with her, especially she's not verbal. Oh, she's not.
Oh.
Like my daughter is happy all the time. She's always smiling. Yes. So it's very hard for people that they don't know her to
see what she needs,
yeah. So the main thing is the connection, like to see what exactly, like you feel, actually you start feeling like a telepathic, like something wrong with her because it's the connection, you know,
it's the connection.
Yeah.
It's very nice all that you hear, all that I hear now from you. I think so will help us a lot. It was a really pleasure to interview you.
Thank
all
you.
Your
it was
opinion
a pleasure.
All your information, and very nice to meet you. very nice to know everything, and I hope all my classmates will learn something from your experience. Thank you so much, Erika.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure for me. Thank you.
Thank you.